So I'm dangerously late to recording this episode. I didn't even have the time to live stream it, so I'm just going to record it and say what I wanted to say. I think I might have even doubled down to what I said yesterday. Obama was kind of right. When he said snappy, I would say sloppy. When you say defund the police, people don't think like what I said last time. They think it's not going to have enough money to survive, so the institution is going to die. You might want that, but that's not a very, very popular policy position. Remember, if you don't have the people, and the people don't elect politicians that push that for you, what do you have? So you got to be kind of, you know, fix your messaging there. Like, you could say defund, I guess, you know, defunding other parts of the police, like their guns and military, and all the military grade equipment they get, and all that tear gas that you can't use in wars, but you can use against your own citizens. So I'd say demilitarize, redirect certain funding into other places that the police can do, retrain, and do a lot of other things. When people hear defund, like, it's scary. And, like, just not doing that. Like, if you're going to be on one side of the spectrum and say defund the police, and you're going to be very happy in your Twitter group chats or whatever, WhatsApp group chats or Instagram DMs or whatever you have, that whatever group chats you have nowadays, that's what you're going to have. And if you're on the other, and then you say defund the police and everyone just so happy, oh yeah, destroy the police, kill everyone, all the cops, kill every cop, hang every cop. And then you're on the other side and you say, oh, cops can be reformed, and you're on the other side that says, there's no systemic racism. Okay, like, come on. Be smart. If you're not smart with your ideas, you're not smart with your rhetoric. I mean, not your ideas, your rhetoric. Your ideas, don't water down your ideas, but fix your rhetoric and fix what you're saying to make you people more appeal to it. If you're going to just be a normal person, I mean, like, your average Twitter lefty, and you take a liberal, your average Twitter lefty, and you take a somewhat okay Biden supporter, K-hype person, and you throw them the most extreme types of Twitter leftists, you'll scare them away. And like, for me, even like, I say I don't like them. Like, when I see weird Twitter anarchists, and they say, you can't force people into rehabilitative justice, that's bad. And also, school is prison. POV, you're 9 years old. Come on, man. Like, seriously? And what else I'll say is, like, final thoughts, don't destroy your ideas for everything, unless your ideas are horrible, contextual, like you believe you want socialism, I guess advocate for socialism in the best way you can, don't just scream it, I guess tell people what the ideas of socialism are, all that, they start to really, really love it, and I guess you can tell them, okay, all these ideas, the word to represent all these ideas is socialism. I get scared, but then you try to make them think about, like, this. You just like all the ideas, it's just a word that scares you. Or something like that. Easier said than done, because you can't change someone's mind. You can only give them resources for them to take up, for them to change their mind, and if they do change their mind, congratulate them for doing that. So that's all I've got for this episode of the Daytime Ish Republic. I'll be streaming a lot longer tomorrow because it's Friday. And I have more time. I'll see you guys then.